Hey, thanks for joining me for this special Saturday message. I know that this is a little bit unusual, but in light of the times we have, in light of the fact that we've been going through our sermon series, His Last Words, focusing on the seven statements of Jesus from the cross, I thought what we would do is just put together an extra little message that I hope is going to serve to encourage you, to be something that you use in helping you anticipate and celebrate Easter. Because, you know, one of the things that comes with Easter is this roller coaster of emotions. When we look at Good Friday like we did yesterday, we look at what Jesus accomplished, which was taking on the weight of the sin of the world, that he died as a substitute, that he was in our place so that we wouldn't have to experience the death and the separation from God that comes from our sin. And we saw in the service yesterday, Pastor Dennis shared the words, "It is finished." Jesus accomplished everything on the cross. But what I think is interesting is that wasn't the last thing that Jesus said during his crucifixion. The last thing that Jesus said is recorded in Luke chapter 23, verse 46. There we read that Jesus says, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And when he had finished saying this, he breathed his last. "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." I love these words because what I think sometimes we miss out on is the amount of control that Jesus had, the power that he had in all of the situations that he went through, but in particular, how he was in control of what happened on the cross. You know, when Jesus said, "Into your hands I commit my spirit," and he breathed his last, it wasn't a coincidence. It was purposeful, and it was for the purpose of bringing victory, of sealing the deal, of finalizing everything that his earthly time had been here to accomplish. Yes, we see that he rose again on Sunday and he continues to interact with his disciples, but the main thrust of bringing us an opportunity to experience salvation had been accomplished. And Jesus, he's been telling this message all along. In John chapter 10, verse 17 and 18, long before Jesus was crucified, we read that Jesus said these words. He said, "The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to pick it up again. This command I have received from my Father." So Jesus chose when to lay down his life. Jesus also chose when to be resurrected again because Jesus is in control. Jesus knew what he was doing. While the first disciples walked away from the cross scared and afraid, while some never even made it to Jesus dying on the hill because they just couldn't handle it, there was always a plan in place. Saturday initially on the first Easter weekend would have been a very, very heavy time. Everyone's at home. It's the Sabbath. And so Jesus has died. They've lost a friend, but now they're at home gathered with families and friends mourning. But not for us. We're not those first disciples. We know the story that occurs. We know how it unfolds, how God works everything out for his purpose. And so I would suggest that today shouldn't be a day of mourning, but it's also not a day that should just be forgotten between Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. But today is what I like to call Anticipation Sunday, or Anticipation Saturday, rather. Today is the day that we are anticipating Sunday. It's the day that we are waiting to celebrate. And so what I thought we could do today is just have some promises from Scripture that remind us of God's plan and purposes, not just for what he accomplished on the cross, but for what he would eventually accomplish in our lives as followers of Jesus. To help us celebrate, I'm going to read four different verses for our sections from the Gospel of John. And I hope these encourage you in light of the words of victory that Jesus spoke on the cross. And I hope that in anticipation of our celebration tomorrow, you'll be able to reflect on these things and be extra thankful for what happened on the first Easter Sunday. So pick one of these verses. Think about it, meditate on it today, pray to God about it if you're wrestling with it, and just spend some time building a sense of anticipation. So let me read the four verses to you. The first one's this, John chapter 10, verse 7 to 10. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. But I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. While the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Our second verse, John chapter 8, verse 34 to 36. Jesus replied to someone and said, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. And a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son. A son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." The third verse that you might want to reflect on. John 14, verse 19 to 21. "Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live and you will also live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father and you are in me and I am in you. And whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them." Fourth verse, John 15, verse 9 to 11. "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remained in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be complete in you and that your joy may be complete." Now, I know these are in some ways similar verses, but they all have a little bit of a different nuance of what God provides for us, what Jesus gives to us. And so what I'd love for you to do is just pick one of those verses, think about it through today. And then tomorrow as we celebrate, you'll be able to bring that promise. You'll be able to share it with yourself and with others to celebrate Easter Sunday. So have a great day today, and I look forward to celebrating Easter with you tomorrow.